This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Magandang tanghali po sa ating lahat, sa ating tagapakinig, to our listeners. Sa muli, ito po si Leia Baterbonia sa Radio Hawke's Bay, the Philippine Radio. So, magandang tanghali po sa ating lahat. Good noon, good afternoon to our listeners in Philippine Radio of Radio Hawke's Bay. So, the weather today is nice. It's nice to go out and just relax, do for a walk. Running, walking with our dogs, or whatever we want to do as part of relaxation after work. It's really nice to explore the beautiful Hastings, Napier, or wherever we are in Hawke's Bay. So magandang hapon po sa ating lahat at sa mga iba't ibang ating mga kababayan, students, families, workers, or whatever we do today. So, napakaganda ng araw po. At sana ay gabayan tayo ng Panginoon ng palaging masigla, taimtim, na pagdarasal, pagtiwala sa ating may kapal na nagbigay sa atin ng buhay at lakas sa araw-araw. Magandang hapon po. Ngayong hapon, we will be talking about the Philippine tourism, especially the one promoted by the Department of Tourism of the Philippines. Recently, mayroong isang pamamaraan ang ating gobyerno, ang Pilipinas. Mayroong tinatawag na Love the Philippines, which is being promoted by Australia and New Zealand. And in Auckland, we could see that the Philippines is being, Philippine tourism is being promoted by way of photos of Philippine beauty spots in our public buses, so which is being implemented in Sydney and I think in Melbourne as well, and then in New Zealand in Auckland. So diyan makikita ang iba't ibang magandang mga places or yung mga tourist destinations ng Pilipinas. Sa atin matatandaan nung dumaan na mga last year, we talk about different places of the Philippines. Sa ngayon, gusto ko lang pamahagi muli or ating mapag-usapan ngayon yung mga iba't ibang mga events, okasyon na nagaganap sa ating bansa, sa ating minamahal na Pilipinas. So mayroon tayong Sinulog Festival. Sinulog Festival is being held in Cebu in honor of the Señor Santo Niño. At ito ay nagaganap din sa buwan ng Enero or January. And then aside from that, we have also we call it the Ati-Atihan Festival, which is being held in Iloilo City. Iloilo City is about 1 hour, 45 minutes to 1 hour travel by plane from Manila. Then you reach that destination, the progressive City of Iloilo. So yung tinatawag nating Ati-Atihan Festival ay highlights yun ng in celebration to the Infant Jesus or yung tinatawag na Santo Niño, which originated, the idea originated from the Spanish, during the Spanish regime in the Philippines, and being became a traditional events, religious belief of Filipinos for over more than 300 years now. So yung Ati-Atihan Festival, before, usually it's being held on January 23 and 24, which is on the January 23, we do that, we call it Dinagyang, Dinagyang Festival. Dinagyang is a local term, or Hiligaynon, Ilonggo term, used to describe a fun, or let's have fun. So that's how Dinagyang means, or we do merrymaking, so on the street. So Dinagyang festival is being held January 23, which is usually weekend when it doesn't fall on the weekend, so they have to adjust it, but usually it's on the weekend. Saturday is the Dinagyang. This is the occasion where like a group of performers coming from representing government offices like Department of Agriculture, Department of Tourism. So they have the different performing groups. And then also the schools. Schools also do performance during Dinagyang, which their costume, it's not necessarily very ethnic, but it's colorful for the tourists to watch on the street. Yeah, there are different in Iloilo City, in the streets, there are designated areas where the judging would take place. And like, for example, how many judging groups will judge the performers or the entrance. So, and then it goes to the other street, and the other group of judges will judge, and the performers will stop there and perform. So that's happening during the Dinagyang. And then on the second day, which is the main attraction, we call it Ati-Atihan Festival, which different groups again will perform, but the costume would be more intense. They have a face paintings, like an ethnic people representing whatever name they can call themselves. Like, for example, one group will be called Dinagat. Dinagat meaning the people in the ocean. So their costume would reflect on the name of the group or performers. So that's how Dinagyang Ati-Atihan entails, that we rejoice in celebration of the Infant Jesus, the birth of Infant Jesus last December, and then January is rejoicing for the Infant Jesus. So we call that Ati-Atihan, which in other the other group would carry the saint, the image of the Santo Niño or Infant Jesus, while dancing, rejoicing in the street, and perform. So in the month of January, that's what's happening in the province of Iloilo or in Iloilo City. You can watch those if you are planning to have a holiday or go for as a tourist in the Philippines. So you can coincide your trip during January, or if you go December and then you for 3 months, so you can schedule that as one of the side trip or the major tourist destination for anybody that is planning to go for a holiday and as a tourist as well in the Philippines. And then we have that opportunity, the Department of Tourism of the Philippines is also promoting different sites, or we call it you have to discover the hidden beauty of the Philippines, which also include the province of Palawan. So in Palawan, this is the place where pristine forests and flora and fauna can be found, different types of like birds that we cannot find in other places of the country, but in thick forests with like Palawan. So there is we call it the underground river. So you would see underground river in Palawan. So the capital city of Palawan is Puerto Princesa. You also travel by plane, by boat from Manila going to Palawan. So Palawan is really attractive in terms of the potential for scuba diving, exploration of the flora and fauna, and then the pristine, beautiful sites while you are inside the underground river. And then we have also, because of that, Philippines was cited for global tourism resilience as one of the resilient country in terms of tourism. And Philippines also won as World's Best Beach Dive City Awards. If you can see that the Philippines is an island surrounded by beaches. So when you reach the Philippines, it's really being surrounded by the ocean. So like we have the portion facing the South China Sea. We have also the portion on the Malaysian Sea, and then on the other, on the Pacific Ocean. So that's why Philippines is really gifted with a rich natural resources, as well as the different marine species that in the other countries cannot enjoy, because of that location geographically, Philippines is located in a rich country, in a rich marine areas, coastal areas, the mountains, the white beaches, and also other types of natural resources like rivers and the forest being inhabited by the different kinds of flora and fauna. And also to mention other parts of the country which offer huge attraction, and when you go to that kind of province or city, you can schedule a lot of things to see and to explore. We have also the province of Bohol. Bohol, wherein you can find Panglao Island, or and Bohol has at main attraction like we have that Chocolate Hills. Bohol has 18 spots as well. But to mention them, the main spots, beauty spots, we have the one called Chocolate Hills, which is this is a mounted land formed like hills, and during summer they look brown, but during rainy season, combination of rainy season and summer, the Chocolate Hills are green. Yeah, they have also the viewing deck. When you go to that place, there's a viewing deck that you can see the real beauty of the Chocolate Hills. That's why it was called Chocolate Hills. So Chocolate Hills, because of that, the Bohol claims to fame, this is unique. Bohol is a unique geological formations of over 1,000 cone-shaped hills. So it's almost 1,000 pieces, 1,000 cone-shaped hills that change in color depending on the season. That's what I said. During summer, it's brown. During rainy season, it's green because the grasses regrow or regenerate. So this Chocolate Hills, this is, they are spread, the hills are spread out on a 50 square kilometer, and the land, and it varies in size, though they have differing sizes. This is iconic landmark, even in the past. I'm not sure if in the past or at present that Chocolate Hills is featured in local currency. And because of that, Bohol was ranked as the eighth, because of Chocolate Hills, they rank as eighth wonder of the world. So if we describe what is really, why it's called Chocolate Hills, because of the conical karst hills that were formed by the uplifting of coral deposits, and it combined with combined through rainwater and erosion. So if you would notice, like in the past, how many hundreds of years when the water still on that areas, so then the current of the water from the sea goes up, so it uplift, and also the coral, with the coral deposits, it combined during with rainwater and then erosion. So when it erode, there's some the effect would be uneven land surface. And maybe because of that strong current or differing current of water during those past years, it formed like a chocolate. So that's how it is. That's why the native of Bohol called it as Chocolate Hills. And we have also other places that we categorized as the major tourist destinations. Like we have also the Siargao Island, which is located in the Philippines, in the southern part of Mindanao. So Siargao is also famous in rich natural resources and the opportunity to dive, snorkel, or if you are if you want to explore the study of marine resources, if you are a marine biologist and you love snorkeling, diving, because that's part of your profession, there's no doubt that you can't, or you resist not to go to Philippines, but you will be tempted to go there and observe these rich natural resources. And in other places, we have also beautiful areas for mangrove reforestation projects, wherein you can also explore studying the different mollusk families, the shells, and the different species of fish that can be found, or the mangrove forest become the breeding ground. And I have places I can mention. In Negros Occidental, we have the Sagay City. Negros Occidental, through the capital city, Bacolod City, you can also fly from Manila going to Bacolod City about 1 hour by plane. Then from Bacolod City, you can take the bus going to Sagay City. I think it's 1 hour and a half or 2 hours. Then you reach that beautiful city of Sagay, which is also rich in natural resources. They have a marine reserve being promoted by the local government unit or the Sagay City Council. So the impose rules on how to protect the marine species on that area, because when we say marine reserve, meaning the people cannot, there's a certain distance, like how many kilometers from the islet where it's proclaimed as the marine reserve, like how many kilometers, 5 kilometers radius around that area that people cannot encroach and fish in there. So that area serves as the breeding ground of marine species. So when the fishermen will fish, meaning the purpose of marine reserve is to put protection for the small fishes in the ocean that not allowed to be fish and for commercial and for household consumption, because they preserve that because they want the small fishes to grow to become the marketable, commercial, or in household consumption. So that's why there's a marine reserve, and it's being implemented through regulation, or we say proclamation, decree from the government during the time. So until now, it's being implemented. And then we have also in other parts of the country as well, like 6 hours from Iloilo City, we have you reach Katiklan. Katiklan is a barangay or village of Malay Aklan, which is part of the Aklan. Then from Katiklan, going to the we have Boracay Island. Boracay Island is before it's just a very small island, and the people, there's not lots of people residing there, but they discover that there's a potential to become a tourist destination because of the white sand and rich natural resources and the beauty of the ocean. Yes, so they developed, the government also developed that through the city, the Calibo Aklan, the province of Aklan, the government of the province of Aklan, decided to develop that island and make it as a tourist destination. So in Boracay Island, you would experience a lot of, we call it islet hopping. Because of the main island, there's also a small islets around that wherein people or tourists can hire a boat and do some islet hopping. or you can just walk from the main. There are three, I think about three, they call it small village in Boracay, wherein it's being developed as a docking area, and there's lots of commercial areas, including accommodation, hotel. So that's how Boracay Island, the location is about 0.8 kilometers off the northwest coast of Panay Island. There's a, you can do snorkeling, diving, scenic sunset viewing with live music, and even at night there's no stopping of nightlife in Boracay Island. So I'm just talking lots of few of different places that you can explore. In Luzon, there's also the in the province of Pangasinan, about 4 or 5 hours from Metro Manila by bus, you can go to Pangasinan province, which this area is also located somewhere in a coastal areas, but they have also 100 islands. They call it 100 islands. You can hop in the different islands. To add on, maybe the best thing is we can also start the basic communication for a tourist, like your first time going to the Philippines. What would you say when you are, or you're going, you arrive in an area and then you go to the tourist office or the information office, we call that in New Zealand. So you can say how would you say good morning or maganda good afternoon. So it's just a common words, like you will say magandang umaga po, meaning good morning, or magandang hapon po, good afternoon. So we always consider putting the words po as a sign of respect to whatever. It doesn't mean if you the person you are facing is younger than you. Sometimes it's still really good to say po with your greetings, like good morning. For us, it's just ordinary. Whether they are younger than you or older than you, it's just okay to say good morning. But in Filipino culture, we always say that with po, because that's a sign of respect. When you go to houses or you go in the office in the morning or in the afternoon. So we always see to it that there's a word that would signify respect among each other, especially if you transact business or you're asking for something, or even if you cross, like if you are walking in Boracay Island and then you see a boy, and then you, yeah, a boy crying, and you want to help. What's happening? Or that boy was lost as a foreigner. Then you are concerned about him. So that's part of the conversation that we can also say, oh, ano ang nangyari? What happened to you, boy? Oh, ano ang nangyari sa iyo? Bakit ka umiiyak? So something like that. Or even in the bus station, you would see how much is the ticket going to to Panglao. From for example, you're in town and then you want to go to that place. So magtatanong ka, sasabihin mo, how much is the bus ticket going to Pangasinan or Dagupan City. The Dagupan City is the capital of Pangasinan. So sasabihin mo rin, you would say that magkano po ang bus ticket, magkano po ang bus ticket papuntang Pangasinan or Dagupan City. So always see to it that there's a word po, PO, when you're asking help, when you're asking information, or you are greetings, you're giving greetings to people that you encountered in the street or inside the information office. And lastly, it's really important that you have that basic information of the places that you go, where to go, and you have that in your mind, the safety tips, like you don't have to put your wallet at the back pocket of your pants. You have to see to it that nobody can take it, because you know, even in different parts of the world, there's always some people that would do something bad to other people, especially to the tourists. So it's just a reminder that we need to put that in our mind when we are traveling. And always separate. I remembered last, in the past, I traveled in Manila. I was wearing a tennis shoes, and I put in my tennis shoes some of my money, my bills, I put it under my feet inside my tennis shoes, because I want to spread it not only in my wallet, in my bag, because the bag, they can rip it off using a knife. Some people do that, especially when you take the jeepney. One time I was in Ayala Avenue. I was traveling from, I came from the province of Laguna. I went to Manila to go to the embassy, because the time I was applying for a training in Italy. So I went to Italian embassy in Makati. So I took the jeepney. When I took off from the bus from Laguna along Ayala Avenue, I took off from the bus. Then I took a jeepney going to passing by Buendia. Then from Buendia and along the like a roundabout, the Italian embassy was there. So I was inside the jeepney, and then there's two people that keep on squeezing me in the jeepney, and then the other one keep on coughing. He keep on coughing because he want to distract my attention. So I put my bag in front of me, but my head was looking on the road, because I have to get there. That during the time, it's not yet time for me to get out from the jeepney, but I told the driver that I have to get out. So they didn't take my wallet inside my bag, but the side of my bag, because the bag is like a cloth. So my bag was ripped off on the side. So I didn't know I was walking, but my bag was already ripped off. Luckily, my wallet didn't drop it. So I went to the embassy in the stair. Then that was the time I discovered that my bag was ripped off. But luckily, my wallet was still there, because I have the money that I will pay in the embassy. So that's how bad it is. Everywhere we can find people who are doing that to other people, to take advantage of what you have. So lastly, I would like to say Happy New Year I forgot to greet everyone. Happy New Year to our listeners. And I hope that we will continue listening to the Philippine Radio. There are things that I cannot say it all, but every month I'm doing this show, and we can add on, we can innovate whatever we need to inform the public, most especially I am promoting as well Philippine tourism. So that's how we do it. More information, language and culture about Filipinos, information about Filipinos living in New Zealand and other things, we can do it. Once again, thank you very much. This is Leia Batarbonia in Philippine Radio of Radio Hawke's Bay. Magandang hapon po sa muli.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.